This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. As the presidential candidates battle it out in Iowa and New Hampshire, there's something that's missing this campaign season. The writer's strike has silenced some of the most listened-to voices in campaign coverage, comedians. So what have we been missing? Kevin Blyer is a writer for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. And Kevin, yours is one of the voices that we haven't been hearing, or at least the words or the humor that we haven't been
exactly.
hearing.
Exactly. Perhaps not mine. Perhaps Jon Stewart's, indeed.
And we should point out, you are taking a break from the picket line to join us in our New York studios there.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, and not just because it gets me out of the cold. I literally came in from the picket lines moments ago. Cheeks are warming up. Punchlines might be frozen, but I can't help but think that that Christmas song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, actually is true when I am trying to defrost as we speak.
Yeah, I imagine. You said the punchlines might be frozen. Does it feel like that? Does it sort of feel like some part of your brain is just sort of shut off for a little bit here?
Is the satire busting out at the seams? Is that what you're trying to say?
I meant it disappeared
entirely. I suppose so. You might find that these picket lines, especially the late-night writers who seem to get together in corners, the most sarcastic, jaundiced view of what's happening in the world, certainly. We try to entertain each other if we can entertain people nightly.
What are some of the moments of humor on that picket line? What's the best?
Well, we certainly have specific items, since it's a bit of a movable feast of protest, but certainly it's been, as you can imagine, quite a week to not be on the air. Just in this week, you can't help but notice that a guy named Huckabee is now the front runner. The Republicans had a debate on YouTube, which is normally reserved for cats playing piano. It goes on, you know. And today, of course, Romney went on national television to declare that his most fundamental, foundational religion isn't a cult, which is kind of an amusing thing for a presidential candidate to do. Certainly, John would have something to say about that. The Supreme Court is shocked to hear that shocking is going on in Gitmo and its unlawyered detainees. Yeah, there's a lot that we would love to get our hooks into, but with any luck, soon we will be able to. You know, unemployed satirists and Pulitzer Prize-winning New York playwrights are now getting frostbite walking in circles in Sixth Avenue. It's an injustice.
free the striking writers.
That's right, exactly.
Well, when...
Si se puede.
You know, one of the big stories today, and this is a challenge for you, is
the
announcing of the freeze on some subprime mortgage rates.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Work with that. What you got?
Well, just the first thing that comes to mind, I have to admit, is a bit self-indulgent. I feel homeless right now. I am spending 5 hours a day out in the wintry cold. So my kingdom for a subprime mortgage.
Kevin, I think that would get you the hook on Jon Stewart. I don't think that would even get on the air.
Okay.
Try again.
Oh, boy. Tough room. Tough satellite feed.
Hey, you're getting warm. It's okay. What's the best chant you've heard on these picket lines with the writers?
Well, today it wasn't that great. You know, we were in front of HBO, so hey, hey, ho, ho. It's not TV, it's HBO. We right, they wrong, that kind of thing.
I like that one.
Those are pretty clever. We didn't quite get we don't quite know how to protest, how to picket. These are writers. They're not hardy stock. But I sit here in the studio, literally with a strike whistle in my pocket, proving that I guess I have what it takes to become a labor leader, so to speak.
You know, does the comedy muscle, if it's not exercised, boy, I'm going to stretch this metaphor till it just snaps.
Please do.
If it's not exercised, does it just go away? I mean, if and when this strike ends and you go back to work, is it like you have
just
to
described
get into
my worst nightmare.
You've
just
really?
Described my worst nightmare. I do worry that the day we come back, I will not know exactly. I will know precisely how not to construct a joke. Meaning, I'm sure I'll have the confidence of many years in this industry, but I'll venture forth, try to be funny, and nothing will come out.
Well, Kevin Blyer, back out you go. Get it back out on that picket line.
Does this mean I have to go back outside?
It does.
You cruel temptress. That's not nice. I was just beginning to warm up. Oh well.
Sorry, it's all over. But before you go,
yes.
can you take that strike whistle out of your pocket?
Oh,
back
yeah, sure.
Away from the microphone. But let's hear what you got.
All right, here it is. Hold on. It's in here somewhere, I promise. There it is. All right, I'm backing away from the microphone. Here goes.
You know, that's cheerful. I wouldn't say it's the most intimidating strike call I've ever heard, but...
No, it sounds like we might be calling class to order.
Pretty much. But you use what you have.
Yeah, indeed you do.
Kevin Blyer is a writer for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.